This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The number of homeowners looking for a break on their mortgage payments is falling for the first time since this whole thing started. 4.7 million home loans are now in forbearance, which means borrowers have reduced or delayed their monthly payments. That is still almost 9% of all mortgages, but it does suggest that as more people are heading back to work, they are also getting back to paying their bills. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
A new report from data firm Black Knight says not only are fewer homeowners in forbearance, but a lot of those who signed up for relief are still making payments, and 90% probably aren't at risk of foreclosure. Andy Walden is an economist with Black Knight.
If you have more than 10% equity in your home and you become stressed to a point where you're not able to afford your home over the long run, you have the option to go out and sell your home through the traditional mortgage market, tap into whatever equity you had, and kind of reset yourself financially.
But not everyone who needs relief may be getting it. Mike Litt is the consumer campaign director for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. He says regulators are receiving complaints about borrowers being steered away from forbearance.
The bottom line is this. If you have a federally backed mortgage, you can request a forbearance to pause payments for up to 12 months. Your servicer is not allowed to make you jump through hoops.
In a recent joint statement, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Conference of State Bank Supervisors said servicers can't make you prove financial hardship, charge fees, or require a lump sum at the end of forbearance. John Ryan is CEO of the State Group.
We thought it was necessary to really clarify this for both the borrower. This is meant to protect individuals at a time of incredible hardship, and for the industry.
For more than a million homeowners, the hardship didn't start with the pandemic. They were already behind on their payments in February. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.